hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. Happy Friday as we get set for the weekend. And, you know, it seems strange. It's like you see the planes out there hovering. You don't know what's on the planes, but they're getting ready to come in for a landing because it's the weekend, baby.
And everybody's looking for the weekend, right? Everybody
yeah, they're waiting for that 3 and 5 o'clock clearance to come in for a landing so it can simmer all weekend long.
Well, we had some other people who weren't simmering on the border yesterday. You know, Bill, the biggest story of yesterday's news cycle should have been an invasion of our borders. I mean, not just figuratively speaking, but literally an invasion of our borders.
And how many people was this?
This happened on the Texas border. I'm going to play a little audio. If you hear any nasty words being, slung around in the background,
I'll turn my mic off.
Just, pardon me. You know, we it was what happened, and it's a riot. Okay, so it's kind of hard to edit a riot. Listen. This is a surge of male military-aged men. I didn't see any women. I didn't see any children. They were all military-aged men. They were being held off at the border by the National Guard, and the National Guard were doing their best, but it was like 15 to 1, each National Guardsman, and it was a zoo. And they held them off for a moment, and then it was like someone hit a starter gun. They just overwhelmed the National Guard and ran into our country. Now, they ran up to the Trump Wall. What happened was at the actual border, which is maybe 50 yards from the wall, they have barbed wire. And what you heard was the crowd at the barbed wire, and they pulled the barbed wire away. They separated the barbed wire, made an opening. And this angry crowd, and they were an angry crowd, this was not a group of friendly neighbors trying to come for a cup of sugar. These people looked angry, and they didn't care who they hurt, meaning if they killed a National Guardsman to get into our country, it would have happened yesterday. It's just by the grace of God that nobody died. And they came in, and they raced up to the wall, Bill, up to the Trump Wall. And it looked like they were stopped by the wall. If you don't think that walls work, you aren't paying attention. Walls work. I mean, the Trump Wall was the thing that stopped them from running into the country. I mean, running into the country and disappearing. And I'm thinking to myself, hey,
you know what
this
I
is,
do?
Bill, this is the beginning. This is it. More Mr. Nice Guy from the immigrants. You're going to see more of these mass mob crowds overwhelming. And you know what they knew, Bill? They knew the National Guard weren't going to shoot them. And if there's no threat of danger, if there's no threat of bodily harm.
How did they know that?
Because we're Americans and we don't do that. They know. That's what they know.
Well, you know what? What we could do? When you go to the dentist, and you're going to get a tooth drilled, they give you some Novocaine, right? So, and there was a barbed wire fence. They had to grab that and pull that. They probably cut their hands or things like that or got things on their hand from it, maybe some rust from the rain, whatever it was. Spray it with a tranquilizer that does nothing but knock your butt out. You want to go over that fence? Go ahead. Give it a try. Put some gloves on. You'll still get it on your hands. You'll get it in your system. You're going to fall asleep, and then we're going to take you, pick you up, and carry you right back over the border where you came from.
Well, that's clever. I think what they also could do is, those noise weapons that
Sonic, yeah.
Yeah, the sonic weapons. They should line them up on the border, and as soon as these people start to mill around and cross over, nail them with the sonic weapon. You're not killing anybody, but you're going to stop them. You are going to stop them.
They're going to be nauseated, want to throw up, and it's going to feel like their back teeth have cracked, and they're going to be in immense pain. Once the sonic weapons turned off, they quit hurting.
That's right. I mean, that makes sense to me. If you don't want to use deadly force, you have to do something other than a bunch of guys with sticks.
It's cruel and inhumane. That's what the Biden administration, they're waiting for that because they're going to look for every reason. You have to sit there and just be honest for one split second. Take politics out of it. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, or you're just fed up with politics altogether. Look at what's happening. You know, why are this is not natural immigration.
No.
This is not Planned Parenthood. This is just, you know, forced population. Why do we need this forced influx? And we're changing our habits to conform to them. We got to change our language. We got to change our habits. We got to give them stuff. Got to give our stuff to them. Why?
But let me tell you, this was these were military age men, and in my opinion, they're just moving their army in, getting them ready. And I mean, you can say what you want to, you can think what you want to, but why is it that we think, oh, the army has to mass on the border with weapons and then they have to move? No, this is a brilliant way of attacking an enemy. You infiltrate them with your enemy, with your army rather. I'm sorry, with your army, and then you give them the weaponry when they're inside the country, and then when it's the right time, you attack, and you attack from within. It's the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, why is the Biden administration allowing this to happen? Are they that damn dumb? Are the Democrats that damn dumb? Or is it a plan that they're going to use them to get what they want, which is ultimate power, and then, hey, guys, if you're listening, going, hey, those idiots, yeah, we're going to take over their country. No, you're not. You're being used. And then this administration, once they get what they want, they're done with you. And what happens to you, your consequence.
Bill, yesterday, we saw what happens when the system is overwhelmed, when the National Guard troops were overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. We essentially capitulated. We failed. We didn't protect the border with a bunch of people in uniforms holding weapons with no bullets in them, you know. So, but I was thinking, does the left want us to shoot somebody? I mean, does the left want dead bodies on the border to point to? I mean, is this what they want? Is it the beginning of a civil war of some type? Is this the kind of thing that all of a sudden a war starts in our country and you can't have an election because we're preoccupied with saving the country?
Well, you know, if you start a fire, you better be ready to maintain it and put it out when you get the job done. Now, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and all the other clowns in the White House, can you put out the fire once it gets raging and you burn down what you want to burn down? Because if not, you're stupider than I thought you were. Because I don't know that what's been done, if we don't turn it around now, that it's going to be able to be fixed. I'm not even sure that you can undo what Biden has done. You know who Snopes is, right?
Yeah.
Which is, they're a fact checker, but they're liberal. Yes. They lean liberal.
Yes, they
well,
are.
Well, you know, Biden said, oh, boy, you know, we've got 150,000 more jobs. The job rate has grown and the economy is growing. Well, it turned out even Snopes sat there and said, well, that's a misleading number because out of the 149 million jobs that were lost due to the pandemic, and there's proof that that was a setup from the left, but let's not even go to that. It happened while Trump was in office, came up to bite him in the butt just before an election that was won by the Democrats, apparently. And then the numbers during that time, Trump retrieved out of the 149 lost because of the pandemic, 130 million, not 149,000, but 149 million. He gained back 130 million. And all of a sudden, those numbers that Biden's claiming dwindle down to hot air. It's all hot air. And so, and the economy is not doing exactly how he's bragging. So quit the propaganda, quit the BS. And I think most people now, unless you're just a diehard liberal, got to sit there and look at you know, hey, things don't add up here.
Did you know that we have troops, military troops in Taiwan?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because there is a massive buildup in China. And they are actually, and it's our own intelligence, our own government said, China is building up its nuclear arsenal bigger than any other time in history on the fact that they are preparing for war. They are preparing for war, they believe, within a two-year time frame maximum. And they are going to take over Taiwan.
It's
going to
happen before the election, Bill, because they don't want to deal with Trump.
No, they don't. Now, here's the other caveat to that. Right now, Russia's got 20,000 troops off doing war games. But you think, 20,000 troops. Oh, no. He just introduced the other day that he's got a whole new recruitment army in there that is being trained and all readied. And we're not talking 20,000. We're not talking 100,000. No, we're talking about a big, massive, mega army.
These are the Russians?
Russia, and he is prepping for war, and he is mad at the United States because of Starlink.
Yeah.
Because it's been used against them, and he's getting mad. The ice cream man is coming. You hear that?
Yeah.
Stupid phone. I keep turning the notifications off, turn the volume off, about to turn the whole damn thing off. It doesn't do what I tell it to do.
I'd like a tutti frutti, please.
Call Joe Biden. He can give you a tutti frutti. He's got just the guy for the tutti frutti, and we're not going there.
Okay.
Anyway, but Russia is getting ready to do something pretty big and massive. And China, they're doing it. But Russia wants to take down, they threatened that they are going to shoot down Starlink. Now, you go, that's Elon Musk's private network. Elon Musk, he may be talking our values and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good guy and doesn't deserve this. He created Starlink for a good reason.
Right.
But it does have certain intelligence capabilities that the government is profiting from.
Oh, sure.
He's a military contractor.
Yeah.
So that makes those satellites fair game.
Yeah. Well, that may happen.
And Russia said they're going to take them out. That could happen soon.
By the way, they're selling Starlink in the U.S. as an alternate to the internet. You know that. You can buy an account today on Starlink and not bypass your local cable internet service.
Well, we talk about, TikTok and all of that stuff. Keep in mind, Starlink is connected to the government. He is a government contractor, Elon Musk. So Starlink does stuff for the government. So if they have internet, so your communications tied through Starlink, you don't think the government, who has people on the board there, can't get a backdoor into your stuff? They already do, but they would have everything and control everything. So, sorry, Elon, I don't know that I would get on the Starlink train on that behalf.
Getting back to the border, do you think let's say hypothetically, the National Guard troops yesterday panicked and started firing on the crowd that was, and by the way, this was not a shoving match. This was a riot charge. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a difference. When you kind of shove people, it's a little more gentle. But this crowd, at some point, it was like they hit a light switch and they just overwhelmed and ran over the National Guard. I'm amazed that somebody
They stormed the gates.
They stormed the gates. Exactly right. And so my thought was, if they had fired on them yesterday, and they would have probably technically had reason because they were in fear of their life, what would the result of that have been? Would it have been, the Biden administration gone after Texas? See, we told you not to put your troops there, but no, you had to put your, is that the kind of thing that we would have heard from the Democrats and from Biden?
I'm sure that they would have had their little mouthpieces right there ready to go because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And then anything good that's turned around or comes from Trump, Biden takes credit for it. Anything bad that Biden is at the helm of it, I'm trying to control this thing. This is because of Trump. Hey, get me out of here. He's an idiot.
One of our listeners, Jeff, he listens to the program regularly.
Hi, Jeff.
And we appreciate it. He sent me something, and I thought I would just point this out to you. This is kind of interesting. It was in the New York Post. Biden administration fails to file paperwork, causes 200,000 illegal deportation cases to be tossed. They use the word migrant deportation, because even at the New York Post, there's a certain amount of wokeism. But 200,000 illegal deportation cases will have to be tossed because they didn't file the paperwork, the administration. I mean, it's just 200,000 more people. I mean, think of the millions they've already let in so far. This is how casual this administration is about the people who are assaulting our country. And by the way, yesterday's invasion was an assault. It was an attack. Mm-hmm. All they needed were weapons. They would not be stopped. And I kept thinking, if we fired on them...
How do you know they don't have weapons waiting for them when
That's just it, Bill. When they come into this country, these military-age men, they're probably going to go to houses and where they have military officers from their army.
Well,
and they have stockpiles of weapons.
It was just ruled they have the right to bear arms in
the United
States.
That's exactly right.
Even though if you want to bear arms, you got to get a concealed carry.
Yep.
You got to check your state laws. Your state laws might sit there and, do things contrary to.
What's wrong with these people? They want Bill Knight's weapons. They want Jim Harrington's weapons. They want our weapons. And we've done all the right things. You know, we registered everything and filled out all the forms and got the right licenses and all those things, but they still want ours. But conversely, they want to give illegals weapons, and by the way, we don't even know it's their real name. We don't even know who these people are. They give us a name at the border, and that's it. That's their name. It may not be their real name.
Yeah. They hide news, too. Like, there was a story yesterday didn't get to, and I probably have the paper. Well, yeah, I got a stack of notes here. I don't know if I can find it right off the bat.
I don't really have the story yet, but I have.
Well, go ahead.
I have a story from. It's not just a story. Remember General Mike Flynn? Mike Flynn was a member of the Trump administration. They tried to ruin the man. They tried to put him in jail. They tried to take away all of his press. They wanted to crush the guy. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And he and his family sort of recovered, although you never recover from an assault by a group of people. But he was interviewed on the Benny Johnson program. He does a podcast. And he had some interesting things to say about Black Swan events and the 2024 election. Listen.
Mark my words. These are everything that you just talked about and the things that I'm going to talk about here in this movie shortly. These are all knowable things. Okay, these are things that we know. These are the things that we can imagine. What these people are going to try to come up with, and this is for your audience and for your ability to influence, they're going to try to come up with things that are unknowable. And, you know, and in the world of military operations or even in the world of just things, we call them black swan events, right? Black swan events are things that nobody imagined could occur, and yet they did, right? And then they have these incredibly, mostly devastating effects. So I think that's what we have got to be thinking about. And I think as we talk to our audiences and we look for feedback from different people, all of these things, and then we have to be prepared on our side. We have to be prepared to immediately respond to these scenarios, right? Like, I think a scenario is these people just decide, look, there's no way in the world that they can win a legitimate, fair election, so let's not have one. So in order to not have one, how do they create the conditions in order to not have an election? Now, that's a scenario. It's not a scenario that I want to have as an outcome, but I definitely – that is a scenario that I can imagine.
And so how would that work, General?
Yeah. Well, so
– are you predicting a black swan event before the election that would stop the election?
I am predicting some type of an event that will cause such a dramatic shift in what is happening. I mean, we already are talking about an economic collapse, right? Because all the central bank digital currency craze that's going on right now and the manipulation of the global economy and certainly the U.S. economy. So we know about that. That's not a black swan event. But how do you achieve it? How do you, what is the proverbial straw, right? That's pulled out of the camel or whatever that causes that. So there has to be, and the fact that I can think about these things, because my world has always been the world of thinking about how our enemies are thinking. And so if I can think these things, then they certainly can, because I don't assess myself as some evil, genius, but I've studied enough of our enemies. And that includes both domestic and foreign now, especially now. So that's where I'm coming from.
You know, if you're a regular listener to our program, you know that I don't know whether it's because we're just lucky, but we many times will be ahead of the curve when it comes to predictions. We've been doing this almost since we started doing the show. We will predict things, and then maybe a week or two later, someone else will predict them, and it's like, and it seems to happen more often than not. And I was thinking, okay, black swan events. What kind of black swan events might happen in this country between now and November? You know, the elections in November. And I was thinking, we almost had one yesterday at the border. We almost had a black swan event at the border. If they had fired upon those people, that might have been a black swan event, the beginning of, and the other thing is this, we've let all these millions of strangers into our country, and you can be assured that there are probably thousands of them who are military-age men who got here first, who have already got into the country, and if we had fired upon those people at the border, would that have been a signal for the people who are already here to do something? We have allowed ourselves to be not just in an awkward situation. We're in a dangerous situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a dangerous situation. We had this video out, and I can't play it because it's in Spanish, and most of our listeners don't know Spanish.
You don't
speak
Spanish? Oh, yeah, okay.
I do not speak Spanish, but it's a Venezuelan influencer, a YouTube influencer. These are people who have followings, And you see this kid, he's about 20, 22 years old, has the short cropped dyed blonde hair, and he looks like he could use a good meal. And he's screaming at the camera about how people who get into this country can squat and get housing, okay? And he starts to explain how it's done for people who don't know how to do it. And it's an in-your-face video, by the way, because even if you don't know Spanish, it's like there's an arrogance to it that just, if you live here, you're just taken aback by this whole thing, So he's screaming at the camera how to do this. I'm thinking, we just played a story yesterday about that woman in New York City who had squatters in her house. And then I was thinking, how about all the millions of people who have summer homes in our country, that the houses are empty for, 9 or 10 months out of the year? These are empty homes, nice houses, right? If this concept becomes the rule and not the exception, I wouldn't want to have a second home built because people are going to be squatting in it for most of the year. They'll take it over. I saw a nice house down on Cape Cod. It's empty. It's empty all year long. What's to stop us from going in there, turning the power on, and changing the locks? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's a lot of ways to steal property, a lot of ways to do it. They're doing it probably, there's loopholes in everything. I've got a friend of mine that's on vacation, a realtor, and actually a broker, but speaks Spanish. I'd love to get the audio and say, hey, look, when you get back, interpret this for us, You can break it down and let us know how the real estate law works so we could sit there and dissect it.
It's translated, in text on the bottom of the video.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I could read along, but I was too lazy.
We don't have to play.
I was too lazy to do that. But I was thinking, but getting back to the black swan events, we could have nuclear power plants shut down. We could have explosion. Well, we've already seen fires and derailments all over the country, things that are out of the norm. Just ask the people in East Palestine.
Well, you know, there's kind of, you talk about a black swan event. I mean, people in the droves, and some people on the left go, boy, you really got to be sick to be backing Trump. Back up that bus just a little bit and step back and take a look. You know, you're being very judgmental on, you know, character that was cast upon him and doubts that were cast upon him. And time after time after time, think about it now. All the things he's been charged with, he's still walking free. It's not because he is that, because you say he's dumb and stupid. Well, then he's pretty coy and smart, or all of this crap is crap. But here you go. You look at the Letitia James, the case. And Don Peebles, former campaign a fundraiser for, Obama? Mm-hmm. I think he worked on the Obama campaign. He came out and said, you know, this is an archaic law that has no victims anyway that was used. And it, you know, like everyone else said, it is a factless, stupid law, and it's a non-crime. And then, and this is a Democrat, a fundraiser for the Democrats, Obama, who's sitting here going, this is really stupid, and it's helping to build Trump's numbers. It's making him a martyr. And now, you know, with that said, you know, that it's an excessive, it's a violation of law, it's a violation of the Constitution. And Engoron goes around yesterday and goes, you know, we want to know how you're going to come up with the money, but before you do, you better let us know how you're going to come up with the money, and we got to approve how you're going to do it. You know what? Yeah, let's appoint somebody.
Well, Trump and his team have appealed and requested a stay in the $464 million civil fraud judgment on Monday.
Right.
The lawyers got together and appealed. But I want to, again, point out something, and this is what they're appealing on. They don't mention it, and this is the left controlling the media. The left is not telling you the details, you know, and they say, what is it, the devil is in the details? The Eighth Amendment, that's essentially what they're claiming. And you're saying, well, what's so big about the Eighth Amendment? Let me read it. It's only a line, really.
Yeah.
It's only a short line. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. I'm going to read that again slower, all right? Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. And I'm just looking at the part that says excessive fines imposed. This, by the way, is maybe the biggest fine in the history of our country.
It is the biggest one.
Yeah, and there's no victim. There was no complainant. There was nobody saying that he did me wrong. The people that they said were, that the Letitia James people said were the victims, they said, hey, we were happy with the deals. We got our money back with interest. And still, the corrupt, and I say corrupt, and I mean it sincerely corrupt. I mean, these corrupt people, and they own the whole system. They own the whole system. They own the judges, the appellate judges, the Supreme Court in New York. It's everything is, the damn system is fixed, all right? How Trump expects to get anything fair out of New York is beyond me. You know, I mean, Bill, you would think that the federal Supreme Court would step in and say, wait a second, you are interfering with the elections of our country. Forget this whole criminal action, this civil action. You put this aside until the elections are over, at least, you know, but
yeah.
they're not doing it.
Well, you know, going back to what I was talking about before that is that Engoron said a judge, a monitor will be appointed. It is, now, maybe this is the head of the snake rearing itself because it is a Clinton judge, a Clinton-appointed judge. And so I'm like going, not so much Bill. And he's not, you know, hey, I think he was just in it for his pants. But
have you seen
Hillary?
Have you seen one Republican judge won. Wait,
none.
Maybe the federal judge in Miami. What's her name? I can't think of her name.
Eileen.
Yeah, she might be.
Yeah,
she might be. I don't know what her political background is. I really don't. She might have been appointed by Trump. I don't know, but I can tell you, everybody else is a Democrat.
He appointed her, and she got this. Luckily for him, but I don't know where she stands. She's straddling the fence, but the Democrats right now are trying to get her yanked off the case. Now, isn't that funny? You know, somebody that's actually ruling in favor of Trump, get him off the case. Get a Democrat in there because it's fixed. You know, I'm sorry, but this is, it's all kinds of prejudiced and just wrong.
Other things that are happening, I don't know if you saw this or not. While the Ukraine conflict rages on and rumors run rampant about France potentially deploying up to 2,000 troops to the Ukraine. Have you heard that? I mean, that's something you don't hear over here, but it's actually a consideration on the part of one of the NATO members sending 2,000 troops into the Ukraine. Do you think that might set a fuse in that whole area? Holy smokes. According to Russian intelligence, the U.S. Army yesterday, how they got this information is beyond me, but the U.S. Army yesterday issued a, quote, utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program, end quote. I'll run that by you again. Utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program. That means if you were in the service in recent years and you retired.
Forget about it. You're going back.
Yeah, they're considering taking you back in because they're getting ready to ramp up to World War III, and they need your body in uniform.
Yeah. Now, we do have troops. I forget where it was. I think it's over close to China. We have troops on the ground ready for war, so don't let anybody lie to you.
Yeah, I said they're in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I said that 5 minutes ago. I said we have troops in Taiwan right now. You know,
we're talking a massive force, so a pretty good sized force.
Yeah, but they don't tell you this. You haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. I saw it yesterday. I thought, wait a second, what? We have troops in Taiwan? Why aren't we talking about this? You know what else they did yesterday? You know what else that drove me nuts yesterday? This administration has got cojones. You know, no brains, no intelligence, but they got cojones, you know? They said that they had a peace proposal that they had put together for Gaza, for the Israeli-Gaza conflict, you know? They were going to present a proposal to stop the war in Gaza and to bring things to a peaceful resolution. Now, mind you, they haven't done a damn thing like this with Ukraine. No. With the Ukraine, their answer is to send truckloads of our cash. And when I say truckloads, I'm not being figurative here. I mean, literally, when you take billions and billions of dollars, that fills up a lot of tractor trailers, if you know what I mean, you know? And they're sending that over to the Ukraine. There's no proposal about peace talks. There's no one saying in the Biden administration we should sit down with both sides, Russia and the Ukraine, and try to come to a peaceful and quick resolution. No. That's not a consideration because it doesn't serve their purposes. See, I think it boils down to money. I think it boils down to money to the politicians. There's something to be made out of the Ukraine situation. You know, we're not being told the whole story. You know, they're reading the headlines to us, but we haven't read the substance of the article. You know, whereas in Gaza, there's nothing to be gained for them over there, as far as they're concerned. It's just it's almost like it's an interference. You understand something? This administration, while they were telling Israel to step down, to back off, to turn things off, to be proactive about coming to a peaceful resolution, while they were telling the Israelis to do that, their allies, they were sending another truckload of money to Iran. Iran is the country, by the way, that's funding Hamas and Hezbollah. They are funding that and they wouldn't be funding it, by the way, if our administration hadn't given them tens of billions of dollars of money months ago. You know, it just—it's amazing.
You know the story we had the other day.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the news. The young girl that was beaten, you know, and white girl and a black girl.
Yeah.
A black girl.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and the girl's got bleeding brain now and everything. And
is she awake brutal. Yet?
No, I don't believe so. But apparently, that girl's family is suing the other family. You know, and the other family now is of, and their attorney is of the position. Well,
yeah.
You know what? Just because she might die and she's going to be, you know, she's unconscious and the whole nine yards, she's not the victim.
No, the victim.
No, the girl that did it is the victim.
Of course.
How in the hell does that work in God's green? Oh, wait a minute. Big headline today in the secular media. 18 reasons. I'm not going to go through all 18 reasons because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Why people are moving away from Christianity. Yes, it's an attack on your faith. I mean, things like, well, the science, you know, the science.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you're questioning things. And there's rules to religion, and you want your freedoms. And, you know, they go in there, they're really divisive, and then they sit there and they take, they're talking about, well, you know, the Bible contradicts the law of homosexuality and pronouns and everything else, and abortion rights. And I'm going, you know, this is what they're doing. They're creating issues and taking things to divide the people, and they're going to try to divide us out of our Christian faith or get you to have doubt in your faith because they want to tear apart America or, you know, your core values.
Yeah, this is not new,
because they can control you.
This is not new.
But why is it a headline?
Let me go back in my life, go back 40, 45 years, and I can remember a Time magazine front page, God is dead.
Why are they doing this?
But
so they keep
the leftists don't have any room in their world for God. That's the whole thing. I mean, see, God, you need faith to be a believer, okay? You need to have a belief in something that is bigger than all of us, God, okay?
That's question number one. Do you believe that there was nothing, there was a void, and when there's nothing, there's nothing. There's not a molecule, there's not an atom, there is nothing.
Well, wait a second.
Because
if there's
something had to create that somewhere.
If you don't believe in God, they want you to believe in government, okay? They want you
government
to believe
government is God. There you go.
That's it. They want you to believe in government.
So Joe is the almighty?
No, the government is the almighty. Joe is a representative of the government.
So he's like a pope.
It's like the deep state. They want you to believe everything that they say is truthful. Every edict that they throw down from on high. They don't want you to believe that there's an afterlife, that if you're a good person you can have a better life in the beyond. They don't want you to believe that there was a Jesus Christ or a God. I mean, Bill, they don't just say those things. They do it with a smirk. Have you ever watched a liberal talk about having faith?
You know how I sit there. You see the smirk. You see it. Yeah. You know, there is a look. There is a look with
it's like,
the men.
It's like, oh, you stupid fool. You believe in God?
Yeah.
You know,
when for women, they give it away. They telegraph signals like, the raised eyebrows, that means that they're looking down on you. They're frowning on you. Now, there are some women that shave those eyebrows and paint them up. And I'm like,
and they're governors of New York. I know.
And they're governors of New York. And I'm like, you take a look at that, and you look at her attitude, and you look at other women like that. And I'm not picking on women because men don't shave their eyebrows. Well, some men do these days.
Yes, true.
But there's other ways that they send off body language that says, I am better than you.
You know, the left,
you should listen to
the
me.
The left uses religion. They use religion as a tool. I think of Obama. I'll never forget when he was being interviewed by his leftist buddy, George Stephanopoulos, and he was in the interview, Obama said, my Muslim faith, and George stepped in like the dutiful dunce that he is, and he said, "You mean your Christian faith?" Like, oh, you have to correct it because you're. Oh, yeah. And Obama said, "Yes, of course, my Christian faith." We don't really know what Obama is. I don't think I ever saw him go to any church during his 8 years as president. So I don't think he has any real faith at all. I think I think if you sat him down, he'd be one of these guys who would probably poo-poo the whole concept of religion and of God and of, you know, especially Christianity. My God, you know, you know, it's funny how they have, they've really gone after the Christians over the last few years because they're the easiest mark. They're the easiest mark because Christians don't riot. Christians don't burn things down. Christians believe in turning the other cheek for the most part. You know, they are much more easy to be assailed.
Well,
than the,
they're also the biggest target. So even if you can shave off a little on this side, a little on that side, you know, that's going to give you that's going to wreak the most damage and give you the most numbers on your. They're just carving off a base here just to divide, but they're not going to do anything for you. Except use you, and they've done that for years with the black population, and black people are fed up with it because I think they knew for a long time they were being used, and now they're just saying enough is enough. So now they have to create a whole new people that are being, neglected and abused.
We live in a world where we're being told that we're not good people if we don't welcome people into our country who we don't know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like saying, you know, the guy wants to live in your house. He's going to come in your back door and you don't call the police. Be welcoming. Feed him and give him a room. And I mean,
it's the Christian thing to do. Yeah. You know, see, they use Christianity as a sword against us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't be a Christian, but since you are,
we live in a
world. God wouldn't condone that.
Do you hear what happened at Planet Fitness? Was it Planet Fitness? Oh. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
in Alaska. A transgender guy, and this guy is a guy, okay? This guy has all the tools. He looks like a guy. But he thinks he's a woman, so he went.
Man, he feels like a woman today.
So he walked into the ladies' room in the Planet Fitness in
Alaska,
and he was shaving. He's shaving, right? And he's shaving not his legs, his face, in the women's room. And he's, just having a good old time. He says, hey, isn't this nice, all these women around here? And so this woman who's in the Planet Fitness, she's in the same restroom. As she's getting ready to leave, this lady was in her probably late middle age, early senior. She takes a picture of the guy just before she leaves, and she posts it. And all of a sudden, it gets out there, it goes viral, and so Planet Fitness does the logical thing, of course, the thing that you would expect Planet Fitness to do. They revoke her membership. They're not the guy that was in the ladies' room. No, that was okay. But the lady who was put off by being in a room with a guy shaving, she lost her membership. So the good news is that people who had memberships at that Planet Fitness, and not just that one, but affiliates all around the country, have dropped their membership. Lots of people. I mean, lots and lots of people. So all of a sudden, Planet Fitness is... they look like they're surprised. They're like, well, I don't know why this is happening. I know why this is happening, you fatheads. You know, I just asked Dylan Mulvaney how things went with that beer campaign. You know, I mean, you cannot be paying attention. You know, most of your people are normal people who are trying to get into shape. You know, and all of a sudden you start fostering this woke agenda on them. They don't want this. By the way, what they do want when they go to a Planet Fitness or places like that, they want a secure and safe environment. The women want to be able to go into the ladies' room and have some security, some safety. And you're not giving it to them, you know? This is amazing. But this is the world that we live in right now. And I said to somebody yesterday, you know, I grew up in a time in the late 20th century when women made great strides as far as independence and setting themselves up in our society. For years, they had been relegated to a lower, unfair level, okay? And so all of a sudden, in the late 20th century, you had women who were standing up for what they were, their intelligence, their achievements. They really had done some interesting and good things. And then in the 21st century, it's like they just dropped the ball. I mean, have you heard of the National Organization for Women now coming to the aid of these women who are fighting these transgender situations? I haven't heard a word. I haven't seen a news item anywhere. I haven't seen anything in the news that says that, you know, this Planet Fitness thing, this woman shouldn't have lost her membership. You would have thought that now would have come to her rescue and said, wait a second, this woman was in the ladies' room doing what ladies do in a ladies' room. She's a woman biologically, and you allow a man in there who just says he's a woman, and you make her uncomfortable, and you remove the membership from the lady who is a lady, you know. But I haven't seen any of these feminist organizations standing up for women when it really means something, you know. I mean, this really means something. It's like, I said to somebody, is now even in existence anymore? I mean, do they fold their tent in the 21st century? I haven't seen a thing. You would have thought they would have been just carrying the banner. This is an opportunity. Nothing.
Well, you've got people with a different idea, you know, that's running, you know, them now. So,
well, I just find it amazing that but the people are, the public is showing Planet Fitness what they think about this decision.
Well, you know, all these businesses ought to look at that. Before they go woke, think about going broke, because, you know, you listen to the left, well, you know, the right, you know, it's a small crowd and this and that. It's not, don't even think of it as the right. Forget this left or right thing. Think about it as core basic values. And people are fed up. There are a lot of Democrats on board, too. The numbers actually tout that people are tired of Joe Biden. And, you know, the border thing, Joe says he's trying to embrace. But obviously what happened yesterday, it's not. You know, going into the 2020 election, I think he was only considered about, you know, so-so on the border. Now everyone's going, no, we need Trump in 2024 because he is up by an overwhelming percentage of people going, border, that's a big issue, and he's the guy.
I got the guy from CNN talking to Anderson Cooper about this. Listen.
In a way that they simply put, never have before. Anderson.
And who gets more credit for the job they would do on immigration?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we have a presidential race coming up, and this has obviously become a political hot football, right? And this is one of the trend lines that I think really tells the story that's the difference between this election and the 2020 election. So if you ask voters, who do you think would do a better job handling border security and immigration, what do we see? We see that back in 2020, it was basically a dead even split, right? Joe Biden was slightly favored on it, but not overwhelmingly. And of course, he slightly won the election, not overwhelmingly so. Look at where we are today. In a Marquette University Law School poll that was put out last month, look at that advantage that Joe Biden has on, that Donald Trump has on immigration and border security. It's near 30 points. This is a tremendous change that's going on. And it's no wonder that Donald Trump is running on immigration. And he's not just running on it in a Republican primary. He's running on in the general election. And I also think that's why there hasn't been quite the backlash that you might expect over Trump's comments, some of which that I, of course, wouldn't make. And it's because that voters at this particular point are quite concerned about immigration, and they trust Donald Trump on this particular issue.
And President Biden has been courting Latino voters in the Southwest. Where does he stand?
Yeah, so, you know, you might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right? Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right? Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden, about Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is, at this point, there's no backlash, and at this point, I don't see one coming.
Gosh darn, Harry Enten, thank you very much.
You know, sometimes.
Coming up.
That is CNN elections analyst Harry Enten. CNN. You know, things aren't looking good for Joe when CNN has a story like that. You know?
And Cooper's just sitting there going, gosh darn. Gosh darn.
Yeah.
He's going like he's, our ass is being handed to us here.
And, exactly. In a slingshot. Yes.
Yeah. It's you got to say thank you, Joe, because Joe is behind all of that, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's really interesting, Bill, that the leftists, they're surprised. Like, wow, 30 points. I'm surprised it's not 60 points, you know? I don't know how anybody can vote for Biden. It's beyond my comprehension how anybody can vote.
I don't think the Democrats know how anybody can vote for Biden or Kamala. So, you know, the event is going to happen. What's it going to be? There are so many things that are in the balance. Our economy is in the balance. War is in the balance. And when I say the economy, I mean, we talked about it the other day, the liquidity of the banks, it's not there. And, you know, what happened the last time there was high inflation with the housing industry? It went to hell in a handbasket, and there were bankruptcies everywhere. Do you know bankruptcies in homes? All right, since, you know, Janet Yellen and the inflation. The inflation and all that. Bankruptcies are up 50%.
Yeah.
You know, talk about a housing bubble and a big, it's about to happen. And what happens with this Engoron case and Trump? Because everybody knows, even Democrats are saying, this is going too far. Well, what happens? It's not going to stop Trump, the Trump train, you know, but that is.
Bill, I heard somebody say, it's not about Trump, by the way. This is not about Trump. Forget Trump. Take the word Trump out of this whole $564
million. It's an attack on you.
Because what's going to happen is if this stands, if this happens, and he is crushed by this, you're going to see business, as we know it in New York, for one thing, bail out of that state like the state is on fire. And also, it's going to crush businesses around the country. People are going to be afraid to invest in America. Because what it says is a political side at their whim, basically, will be able to say, you know, that Bill Knight guy, I don't like how he is acting on that podcast, so let's crush him, okay? Well, we haven't got anything to really crush him for. He's been a very law-abiding, respectful guy, but, you know, we'll figure something out. What did Stalin say? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime, you know? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime, meaning, hey, we'll figure something out. Really, you want to crush that guy? And that's what's happening with Trump. Trump has done everything by the book. They say that his books for Trump's businesses, his various businesses, are impeccable and have been for decades. He has made it so that if he's attacked, you can't get me because I haven't done the right thing, because everything is accurate. And the left doesn't care anymore. There was a time when they actually kind of concealed their disdain, but they don't care anymore. Now they're just going to do it. So, Bill, I think that everybody who is a business person who has some substance should be concerned, because Trump is the big guy. Trump is the alpha male in the herd. If you can bring down the alpha male, if you can bring him down, then you can bring anybody else in the herd down.
You're not going to bring him down. Everything you throw at him makes him stronger, because it makes us stronger and more resentful of you for throwing it. So, but you got to wonder what is going to be the thing that they use to stop the elections, because that's really, well, let's just say they take Trump, I mean, physically out of it. Physically out of it.
Wow, yeah.
What would people do? What is the candidate, or would that be the thing that would, especially, unless Trump dropped of a heart attack, which I would even be suspicious of that.
I would too.
If there was any foul play with Trump.
Oh, there's so many ways. There are poisons, by the way, that you can be used by shaking somebody's hands.
Yeah, would that, if that was figured out or even suspected, would that cause unrest in America with everything
Absolutely.
That's going on?
Absolutely. You know, he gets in a crowd of people and he's shaking hands right and left. I've often thought, boy, don't shake a hand with anybody who has a glove on.
We keep trying to kick Russia in the groin. Do you think that's not going to draw some kind of fire from them?
I do think it's a possibility. I really do.
So we could go to war.
Yeah.
Or China, you know? I mean, there's so many things going on, and nobody talks about, what did I say it was? Was it India, Pakistan, right there in the border with China?
Taiwan. China. Oh, you talked about I believe you were talking about India. India,
yeah,
possibly going to war with China.
Yeah, so, you know, and China is amassing a big nuclear stockpile. I mean, the biggest push ever since World War II, but this is bigger than that.
So what you're saying is we have pressure points around the world right now, hot spots that we're not talking about that could ignite at any time.
Well, yeah, you know, we've got at least a half dozen things. Now, do you not sit there and think one of those triggers? This, we're playing Russian roulette with the world, with everybody. Okay, we keep spinning that chamber. There's several bullets there. Do you not think one is going to go off?
That's just it. And I also think to myself, you know, we don't talk about this, but Russia, I believe, sent some limited range nuclear weapons to Belarus.
Yeah.
Right? They're in Belarus. Now Belarus is a nuclear power. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you want to believe it or not. And like Bill and I have said, this limited range thing is nonsense. You set off a nuclear bomb anywhere.
A nuke is a nuke.
Yeah. You know that those limited range bombs that they're talking about are far more powerful than the bombs that were used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah.
Far more powerful. They're limited range. You know, they dropped one of those limited range nuclear weapons in Kyiv in the Ukraine, and I don't think you're going to have a city anymore. You know?
Oh, it would be gone and the land would be devastated. But you got to realize that the radiation, the debris, and the dust all gets up into the atmosphere and into the jet stream and goes around the world. So, you know, you can say, yeah, you know what? We're just going to blow up the neighbor's yard. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Well, yeah, there's going to be something you're going to breathe in the air, the toxins.
Hey.
You know, it's going to kill us.
On a good note, did you hear about, remember that during the State of the Union? The father who stood up, the father of the dead Marine who was killed in the withdrawal
from
Afghanistan.
Yeah, they were going after,
well, he got up and he screamed at Biden from the balcony. And, I mean, he wasn't screaming obscenities. He was just essentially saying, remember the Marines, essentially. Well, he was arrested right after that, taken into custody. He's the good guy. He's the father. He's the gold star father who was taken into custody. Well, the good news is this. Listen.
All Americans deserve the freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. The year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then. Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add.
Which, yeah, he got a little flustered there. Which every American voted against, I might add. I mean, Joe is a bit distracted, but the good news is that the D.C. Attorney General has dropped the charges against that Gold Star father, and he is no longer facing any prison time for his demonstration.
You know one thing, though, I know about Democrats? Even if they drop a charge, they are vindictive in many ways. So I wouldn't sleep well at night if I were him, because
Yeah.
A Democrat's wrath has no end in sight.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are vindictive. I mean, look at Biden. Mm-hmm. I point to Biden. The things that he could do with a snap of a finger, right?
He does do a lot of things.
Well, but he yeah, that's true, Bill. I know where you're going with that. But he could turn around, for example, and say, Peter Navarro is in his 70s. It's a white-collar crime. He didn't hurt anybody. He thought he was doing the patriotic thing by standing by his president, and I'm gonna drop the charges against Navarro. He's not going to jail. He can
well,
do that.
Would make him a good guy and seal the fate.
But
that
he's
it was
not
a crime.
A good guy.
It wasn't a crime.
He's not
guy. Joe's not a good guy, and it was not a crime. But to say, well, he didn't know what he was doing, and you know what? I'm going to be the compassionate man because I'm a compassionate president. Look at the evil in him. He's always been an evil man, and he always will be an evil man. And I don't think he gives a rat's ass what's going to happen to this country because he ain't going to be around to live in it. So he's the perfect puppet for them to have on the left to get what they want to get done.
And has anybody explained to you what Barack Obama was doing talking with the British prime minister a couple of days ago by himself in London? Why was he there? Why was he there without security? And what was he there talking about? What was so important that he had to have a meeting with the British sitting prime minister?
Who knows? Only Barack knows.
So,
you know,
we're approaching the weekend, and things that we should be concerned about is the border. It happened yesterday. Is it going to happen again today? Only with a larger number of people? Will they surge with a bigger crowd of people at the border? Is it going to become a daily event instead of just tiptoeing across the border? Are they going to run across the border like they did yesterday, pushing our soldiers out of the way, ignoring our laws, and doing whatever the hell they want? This, if that's the case, by the way, it's a crisis. It is a crisis. Maybe they're not carrying weapons, but they're attacking us. They are attacking us. So something's got to stop.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. And you know, I'm still waiting for more fallout on the Fannie Willis case there and what goes on there. I'm trying not to sneeze here. You know, it's interesting how AOC came out and was talking about RICO. And Joe is not, what's RICO? No, it's not a crime. Well, then that means that whole January 6th thing that's going on in Georgia needs to be thrown out. If it's not a crime, and this is by one of the, you know, queen princesses of the Democrats, well, then, you know, what are we doing in January? And then, you know, are all these people
but it
owed
is a
something?
Crime. The ignorance of AOC was
so
obvious.
Oh, I know that.
You know,
she's stupid, but, you know, but
really,
she put it out there.
She should go back to making, drinks at the bar she worked in because she's truly, with all due respect to AOC, you're a numbskull. It's a category. It's a category, not a crime.
It's a category, yeah. Well, I still think that there's a chance that Trump could get out of that
Georgia because the judge in Georgia, McAfee,
he did a political thing. Yeah.
Well, he did a political. You know, he tiptoed around giving a definitive, solid response.
A political bomb. Yeah.
But what he did do yesterday is he said, I authorize you to appeal my decision anytime right now. He authorized the parties to appeal. That's amazing. That's amazing. He was saying, look, I could be wrong. If that's the case, get somebody else to decide on it. So he kicked the ball down the driveway, so to speak, but he didn't crush the ball. So they're going to appeal it. They're going to appeal it immediately. That Fani is not out of the woods. You know, and the thing that looks bad for Fani is that the judge said that they were guilty, but one of them could stay in. They both had done. I forgot how he made it.
It was a political dance.
It was, but he said they were guilty, but one of them could stay in the case and continue. That didn't make sense to me because it would be like saying, well, two guys robbed a jewelry store. One of you guys is going to go to jail, and the other can go back to your civilian life. you know?
It makes me think that he had to toe the Democrat narrative in line, but he threw out an olive branch there. If you are, you know, if you're willing to take it, there it is. And, you know, you take anything you can get and run. And there's a, and Fani, even the left, is going, she is a crook and she screwed up.
Hey, I want to leave you with a smile this Friday.
Smile.
Yeah. You know, we have all these hearings going on in Washington. And Eric Swalwell was on the side of the left at, I think it was the hearing with Bob Alinsky. And Swalwell was talking about, he was pontificating. And Michael Waltz, the Republican representative, he thought it was ironic that we were being lectured by Eric Swalwell about how we should treat secrets and spies and, well, listen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about, but let's talk about how China's penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House, because I think the visual is incredibly important.
That's funny. You remember Fang Fang, the Chinese spy that was entertaining Eric Swalwell, and he's going to be lecturing us about spies and how. Anyway. That was interesting, and I thought I'd leave you with a little grin on your face. I hope you have a great weekend. A lot of things happening. Be prepared for anything. Anything can happen nowadays. It's sad to say that, but we live in dangerous, dangerous times. And I guess with that, I should point out that if you want to reach us, it's simple to do. Our number is 833-538-7868, 833-538-7868.
Mail at itsanotherday.com, mail at jimandbill.com, jimandbill@mail.com, and that's probably it until tomorrow, and there could be a lot of stuff. There always is, it seems, on the, it's the Friday dump. I don't, that's not a great word to say or my phrase, but it is, it's the Friday dump, and it is what it is from the left.
Yes. So speaking of dumps, you want to end the show?
That's one thing you should do after one of those is just go, hasta la vista, baby. We're out of here.
This is CRN America.